Welcome back, Congressman Tim Walberg. It sounds like you're traveling today, Tim.
Yeah, we're traveling from beautiful suburbs of Tipton to Adrian right now, and then before the day's over, we'll be Jackson for a meeting with the manufacturers and a little lunch. So it's a good day to start getting out, and I'm delighted the governor has now opened up a little more opportunities for people. I'd like to see it more. I would love to see it like Texas and Mississippi and Florida, completely open, and even Ohio and Indiana.
Tim, Texas, you can't flush your toilet.
I tell you what, that shows what the Green New Deal will do to us. So,
come on. No. No.
Well, you know, when you have your alternative solar power and wind power hampered by a natural freeze down there, you got problems, and that's why I say all of the above energy, and that's what Consumers Energy is doing.
Well, they're doing a combination. Wind and solar in Texas is less than 20%.
Yeah, but sadly, they had too much of it expected to cover at that time because it was necessary. Bottom line is...
Climate change.
Yeah, it changed this week already, too. I noticed that when I left, I think, on Monday to go to the airport, it was 40 degrees. Now it's sitting at 28 degrees.
Right. But looks like we're turning things around. What's going on in Adrian?
I'm meeting with the school superintendent just to find out what's happening there. And Adrian schools have been kind of a hybrid for some time now. We need to get kids back to school. We can do it safely. CDC said so until the administration put the kibosh on the CDC director coming out and saying that we can do it safely, can do it safely. You know, follow the guidelines. But kids ought to be back in school. We're having more extenuating circumstances on students now relative to depression, suicide, et cetera, than we are from COVID, and teachers as well. And, you know, there are a lot of teachers who want to get work. I've had teachers, in fact, I think we had them on our website, one who said a beautiful statement, I need a kid fix. I'm tired of not seeing my kids.
Sure.
I need to be in front of my kids. And you've got a lot of teachers that are saying, you know, if we, these brave essential workers going back and clerking at registers in our grocery stores and our big box stores, et cetera, we're just as brave as they are. We're willing to come back to school. But many of the unions have said, no, we're not going to do that. So it's time to get back. Then our parents can get back to work. Women have been hurt significantly beyond men. Because of this as well, and the stats are coming out about the numbers of women who have been kept out of the workplace because of the schools not being open and available for them. And so it's been a setback for them. And so all of this says, listen, we've been a year into this now. We should know what we're doing. I've got a rash on my chin that comes from wearing the mask constantly during the week in Washington. In the weekend, when I get home with my family, I can take it off and the rash goes away. I mean, this is maybe too much information, but I think it's time to get back, do what we need to do, but let's get back to normal.
Well, I believe at least in some form, we're 95% back in some form of going back to school. But hey, we have a couple months left. In a couple months, everybody is likely to be vaccinated three months, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're getting the herd immunity already, very close to it. And if we actually knew through testing how many actually had the virus, and then we might find out we are at herd immunity already. But, you know, I sit there in Washington, and I've asked my Democrat colleagues and Republican colleagues, well, what's the percentage you think of those of us who have had our vaccines? And my Democrats say, well, I'd guess 95% of us have had it. And I would say the same is true with the Republicans. And yet we are kept at a distance from each other. We're not meeting normally in session or in committees. Of course, we're all wearing our masks and we're going through metal detectors to go on the floor of the House. It's time there to get back to normal so we can talk with each other. I don't know what most of my new freshman colleagues, Democrat and Republican, look like completely because I haven't seen them without a mask. And to be able to communicate more effectively and work out deals and get to a compromise that unifies us and moving forward on the big issues, not all the political issues that are just being rammed down our throats right now, it'd be a good thing. And I think that's a general feeling of the public as well. Be cautious. Wear your masks, especially if you feel that you need those and those provide significant protection for you. Wash your hands. Don't get back to hugging and kissing yet, though. I find myself still ready to hug someone, but that's not a...
Don't do it, Tim. Don't do it.
Yeah, besides, it would show the Republican has a heart, so I guess I should count it a blessing if I can't hug right now, huh?
Anything else you're working on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this week we passed, following the so-called COVID relief bill last week, which only 9% of the entire $2 trillion package, only 9% went toward COVID health care issues. That's it. And the majority of the $2 trillion still is not able to be used until 2022 and beyond. That includes the $130 billion for education. Only 5% of that can be used this year. And on child care, only 19% can be used this year. So 95% of the education dollars put in there can't be used till 2022 and beyond. I mean, this is the absurdity of what we did. Plus, all of the economists now are saying that we really don't need a stimulus for most businesses and individuals because the economy, by the middle of this year, is projected to be at a 15-year high. And that includes employment, if we get people back to work by opening up. So what we did last week, I don't think can be shown to be necessary, and especially when you see the pork that was in it for things like the Green New Deal and abortion funding with taxpayer dollars and a bridge in New York and a subway in San Francisco that were put in there. This week we passed arguably... Let me put it this way, Greg, because I know you've heard it from your listeners. A lot of talk probably on the elections from both sides. People are unhappy with how it came out, either the charges about improprieties or the lack of charges about improprieties and the frustration that went on. Well, if you liked or didn't like last year's election process, just wait till you see it ongoing. If H.R. 1, which was passed in the House yesterday, it goes into effect with federally controlled elections of all states, including the allowance for ballot harvesting, including the requirement that no one can be mandated to show identification, just a signature will do, mandatory mail-in ballots, all of that stuff that led to the pain and frustration, and I would contend even the attack on the Capitol with that riot on January 6th. So that's what we passed yesterday. Hopefully the Senate, and I think good sense will prevail unless they do away with the filibuster totally to ram it through, we'll stop that package. But that went through the equality bill last week or this week. Next week, those Second Amendment supporters in the United States, me being one of those, are going to be put upon as a result of a bill to put in place something that doesn't work, and in many cases is already in place, background checks and other stiff regulations on gun sales and the ownership of guns in this country. So that's what's ahead for us, as well as a PRO Act that will say to states like Michigan that believe that employees ought to have a choice whether they join a union or not. We're going to do away with that and put in all sorts of provisions that the most radical of the unions have asked for, not even their membership. So it is an interesting time, all because Nancy Pelosi knows she can pass legislation without taking it to committee. up until April 1st if it has gone through the process in the last session of Congress.
What's up with the background check, Tim? And are you opposed to a background check?
I'm opposed to a mandatory background check on all weapons. We've had it on handguns and pistols. We have done it. The lie that's out there that you don't have to have a background check if you go to a gun show and buy it there is absolutely false. Any gun dealer that's federally regulated, and if you aren't federally regulated, you can't sell those guns, already has to do it. But now they're expanding that. And also in this bill, there are testing requirements. So if I reach such and such an age and I ask for help on Social Security, filling out of the forms and taxes issues, I can be adjudicated to be incapable of carrying on my own decision-making process relative to a gun, and I may not be allowed to have a gun. These things are very disconcerting because we still have a Constitution. At least I've read it recently, and it sits on my desk, and it has a Second Amendment in there that gives the inalienable right to keep and bear arms, to protect ourselves. And so this is a further attack that's coming down without the support, I believe, of the majority of citizens in this country. If they knew the fact that you can't sell or purchase an automatic weapon in this country unless you have a purpose defined by law, and that doesn't give normal citizens the opportunity to have a assault weapon that's automatic, and yet those type of provisions are being put in there, I think, to really buffalo people into thinking that this bill does something that protects them from something they don't need to be protected from now, but takes away the rights of Second Amendment liberties from those of us who believe in that strongly.
So you're having lunch in Jackson. Where are you going?
Well, I don't want a demonstration out in front of, but I can tell you it's not in view of your beautiful lake location.
Okay,
and it's near the downtown, and I-94.
Area Congressman Tim Walberg. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.